This is the 36th year for the annual blood battle between U of M and Ohio State, a three-week competition where supporters of both universities participate in special blood donation efforts with the American Red Cross. Todd Kuhlman is the external communications manager for the American Red Cross in Michigan.
Both universities aim to collect 2,500 pints of blood each during the three-week challenge. More times than not, they reach their goal. Sometimes they may fall just a little bit below. Sometimes they may actually exceed those goals.
He says the annual rivalry has many benefits for thousands of people.
Mothers who may have had premature babies, cancer patients, folks who are in very, very serious car accidents, organ transplant patients. Blood goes to so many people who need it. And again, this is a great time of year for us to hold this as blood collections start to decline as we head into the holidays, Thanksgiving, as we head into Christmas and, of course, New Year's.
The Michigan spokesperson for the American Red Cross says students, staff, and fans participate in numerous blood donation drives leading up to the big game.
Both universities have very, very active Red Cross clubs. I know that's what it's called at the university, at Ohio State University. Here at the University of Michigan, we have Wolverines for Life, which is a student group which really, really gets behind this blood drive. They really, really put a lot of effort into it.
Last year, Michigan won the annual blood battle. This year's winner is expected to be announced during halftime at Saturday's game.
The winner will be announced during the Ohio State-Michigan game at the Big House in Ann Arbor on Saturday. There will be a brief ceremony during halftime, and at that point, the trophy will be awarded to the winning university. And again, the University of Michigan won it last year, so we're certainly hoping for a repeat, if you will, heading into Saturday's game against the Buckeyes.
The blood battle for donations has been held since 1981. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.